post-match interview.
Fifth quarter continues here from High Sushi Oval as the crowd clears out and the cars depart the car park at the Rec Club end of the ground. It was a four-point win for Bell Park, 12-12-84. Leopold, 11-14-80. Lions coach Jace Tom has been gracious to join us in the K-Rock commentary box, and he's with Josh Conway.
Jace, commiserations. But you sound like you're pretty proud of the guys' effort despite the defeat.
Yeah, it's hard not to be. They gave everything they had today, and maybe some skill errors and some little mistakes hurt us, but yeah, you can't question our boys' effort today. So that was the message in the rooms afterwards. It's obviously disappointing, but yeah, they play like that. They're going to be in. We're going to be in games every week.
Is there any thought to where it leaves you now with the defeat, a 1-4 win-loss column? Is there any? Does that come into your mind at all straight after a defeat like that or not?
Nah, not until you mentioned it just then. I hadn't really even given it any thought.
Thanks, Josh.
our messaging today was sort of moment at a time. So, we're disappointed to not get the 4 points today, and I haven't thought too much ahead than that.
No disrespect to his 21 teammates, but do you wish you had 22 Marcus Thompsons?
Yeah, he's not bad to have back, is he, young pup? But, he wasn't alone in his effort today. I couldn't question one of our boys, but yeah, Marcus was pretty good in his first game in a year and a half, I suppose.
Were you robbing Peter to pay Paul a bit with having to play Thompson forward, that you took him away from being a key in defence? And you obviously started him there, but you figured you probably needed two targets between he and Ruggles up forward.
Yeah, Jaden Exel and Jack Dixon we thought were actually quite good on their targets forward, so we're pretty comfortable with that in the second half. And Source, as we call him, Trent Thompson, was probably better forward. He the big fella, I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Buck Smith,
is it? That's easy. It sounds a lot easier
than
it looks.
It's a good Scrabble hand,
yeah,
especially when you get a triple word score.
So he got on top of him in the second quarter. So and Source was pretty good, I thought, forward. So, and young Cotter Giddings, we thought that's only his second GFL game, and we thought he gave us a target. So
Jennings looks very good. I suspect on a day that where you haven't got a chopped up ground and he's got a bit of room to work with, he's going to be very, very impressive.
He's pretty exciting, isn't he? So him and big Connor Giddings, they're both 19 and from Portland. So we're not very popular down in Portland at the moment, because I think we've taken their two best kids, because yeah, they're both really exciting talents, and hopefully they play lots of footy here with us at Leopold.
And Burgess as well. He looks pretty good as well.
Yeah, Mitch. So Mitch's first game back today. He's another warnable boy from a hamstring injury. So he's a bit unlucky to go down with a hamstring. He's obviously at Geelong, and I think he'll get opportunities there from what he's able to do with us.
Yeah, so we spoke to Lynchy before the game. We spoke to Moose as well, Matty Aston as well, and you started with 140 people at the club playing, and now you're down to about 40. Nobody's game enough to ask you, so when are you playing? Are you playing this season? Are you going to get out and have a game?
No, I have
you
no.
You sure?
I have no intention to play.
I didn't say you had an intention. You think you might have to play, though?
If it keeps going the way it's going, it's a little bit scarily possible, and I'm trying to do a bit of work just in case. So I'm not running on the spot.
What would you do? Run out in the 12 o'clock and then coach at the 2? Or you just play straight in the 2 and go to full forward?
No,
like you normally
do? I think GFL senior footy's probably a little bit past me, to be fair.
I reckon they might need a Jace Tom just a little bit deep, and they can sort of just play around him, I reckon.
Is Dylan O'Brien nervous, or do you just say, look, you've got the short sleeve version, I'll take the long sleeve 25, thanks very much?
It's not something I've thought about.
Yes, you have. Come on.
As Moose said, he told me a couple of weeks ago, he said, oh, you watch, the coach might have to play a game here or there.
Well, we had two. So we started with nearly 70 on our list, and we had two under-19s have to double up and play at 12 o'clock today. So it's a ridiculous. Our rehab room at training
you'll have to put an extension
on. We're
going to
have to extend it.
So what next? How do you lift the spirits up of a club that are 1-4? Or do you not have to do that? Are the playing group pretty good with that? And maybe realistic about where they're at, because, you know, they see the reports, us, the Addy, talking about all the injuries, and you're, you know, the same message to me as you've said to the Addy during the week, that, you know, they're injuries and that's the way it is and we'll deal with it. When the players see that, and they read the press, I know that,
yeah,
they feed off that message, you hope.
Oh, that's the message they drive to me as well, just as much. Like, when you've got so many injuries to key players, like, it probably tempers your expectations a little bit, definitely as a coach, and it's unrealistic to heap expectations on these kids that we've got playing with us at the moment. So, you know, our effort today, it would have been great to win, but you know, I'm so proud of the boys and how they went about their footy today. And you look in their eyes when I'm talking to them, and they give their absolute 100%. And we want to get better. We talked about it in the rooms just then, that we'll get back to work and we'll do more work on our skills and our fundamentals, so we're cleaner, so we can try and win games like that. But that's all you can do, isn't it? Like, you know, it's opportunities for these young guys, and they're taking it up to a really good GFL side in Bell Park. So not much more you can do than that.
Jai Cross next week.
Yes, he should be back.
Anybody else?
Liam Herbert. I'm not sure. Still unsure if he got concussion or not. So he's got a stiff neck, and he's unlikely, but I think it's still possible.
Okay. And the others, obviously, a bit longer term. We asked Lynchy pre-game, did you get an update from Boydie at all about potential surgery?
No, I didn't. He's still in a cast, though, today. Yeah. So, yeah, that'll be a while.
Do you want me to further tinge your day with sadness?
Ollie Tate got 35 touches and kicked 4 goals from halfback.
No, the reigning GDFL Premier got beaten by Bell Post Hill.
Oh, did they?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
They're up and about.
Hey, Darren Milburn's still playing too, so there's hope for older comebacks.
Well, you know what happened with that comeback?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's probably why Tommy's going, there's none of that happening.
Jace, we really appreciate you taking the time to come and join us post-game. Commiserations on the loss, but look forward to seeing you throughout season 2021 and a win not too far away to add to the one you've already got under your belt.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it. Thanks,
Jason and Tom, joining us here in the K-Rock Box. Fantastic to have a chat with the coach of the Leopold Football Club. Post-match interview.